As the legislative session gets close to its end, lawmakers have voted on a measure to use expected surplus dollars to subsidize power-generating facilities that use biomass for fuel. For some, the issue boils down to saving jobs in an industry that's facing hard times. Mel Leary has our story.
Generating electricity by burning wood and other biomass is more expensive than using natural gas or hydropower dams or even oil at current prices. Thousands of workers in the logging industry have been hard hit by the closure of paper mills, declining demand for wood, and the expected closure of two of the state's six biomass electric plants. Senator Don Hill, a Democrat from Caponetic, serves on the legislature's Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee that crafted the compromise bill.
We in the legislature get the option of giving people hope all the time. And sometimes we don't quite achieve it enough. But here's a chance to really do it. They're not asking for a handout. They're asking for a hand up.
The measure would provide a subsidy to the biomass plants so they can continue to operate even though the cost of the electricity they generate is above market prices. Some supporters see the measure as a temporary bridge to help the industry through the next 2 years, and they argue that the Public Utilities Commission will have the authority to gauge whether the subsidy results in overall positive benefits for Maine. If not, it can choose not to pay. But Senator Garrett Mason, a Republican from Lisbon Falls, is not convinced.
I don't believe that this bill is going to help.
Senator David Marimont, a Democrat from Camden, argued against the bill as a type of corporate welfare that would not help wood-based industries in his part of the state.
Certainly not going to help the ones that are along the coast that I represent. So I would urge you not to support this subsidy for a big business, and I'm not going to.
But Senator Rodney Whittemore, a Republican from Skowhegan, says the subsidy is not much of a price to pay to help people that want to work and are currently working in the woods.
We're having a hard time spending, relatively speaking, a small amount of money compared to the amount of money that we give to welfare. To people, many of whom aren't willing to work, these people are very hard workers and they need a little help. So let's do that.
Supporters argued the long-term economic impact of the facilities closing will significantly hurt state revenues. The Senate voted for the measure 25-9. The House supported the bill 104-40. The bill needs to be finally passed with a two-thirds vote so the $13.4 million can be allocated July 1st. Without that emergency provision, the money would lapse into the state's so-called rainy day fund. Governor LePage has 10 days to decide whether to sign the bill, let it become law without his signature, or veto the measure. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.